Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, a wonderful approach. Woo! We are here. It is Wednesday. We've made it. Usually through some obstacles. Wednesdays ain't nothing to play around with. So I'm always honored once you have decided to, hey, after this day of prayer, day of wearing whites, fasting, cleaning up shrines, doing your study. For me, what I've seen, have a couple of hard conversations. I mean, after all of that, you know, you take the time to have your spirit recharged and you come to listen to radio. I'm honored by that. I'm glad to be able to assist with that. And whether you're coming to have your spirit poured into or to turn around and pour into someone else, I'm glad you decided to do that here. You know, the world is full of crazy negativity. And, you know, doing our part is so very important. It's not good to laugh, but in the middle of a situation, I'm in the middle of someone else's situation, and I'm like, girl, play your role, you know. Bring about the calm, bring about the peace, you know, keep your composure. And I was like, yes, yes. And I knew, you know, this is how God works. You get the lesson, and then you get the test. And then you get the lesson, and then you get the test. And if you pass the test, then you'll get a different lesson. So all last week, there were numbers of tests dealing with them sharks. Not only did I have to, you know, kind of watch the sharks around me, I had to look, and I was able to see sharks around other people, people that I love, people I care about. And I was like, wait a minute. Do they realize that they're in here swimming with sharks? Do they realize, you know, one, how dangerous that is? We don't be swimming with sharks. And I had Sister Khadijah with DJ Cafe joining us. And she did such an awesome job. And Spirit was right on point when they said, no, she'll be able to talk about what it's like to maintain your good character in the middle of the sharks, because there's tons of them, you know. And one thing, you know, we made a number of great analogies, understanding just character, holding yourself. And so one thing, when we got finished with the radio program, I thought about, you know, when people are out there and they're swimming and the sharks are aware of them, and what do the sharks do? They're circling them. Sometimes it takes a person a minute to discover the sharks are closing in on you. And so you'll see people out there yelling, hey, trying to get their attention. Mm-mm. No, it takes a keen eye to be able to be aware of when you're in a hostile environment and to really know how to manage yourself accordingly. So it was a great program. If you had a chance to listen to it live, you would know it was super fantastic. And then if you didn't get a chance to listen to it live and you would like to understand, how do you maintain yourself in the middle of that, you're welcome to go and check out A Wonderful Approach, the Facebook page, or you can go to awonderfulapproach.com. All the shows are listed there, and you'll be able to listen to them and everything like that. So that was last week's show. This week, ooh-wee. And in my eyes, last week's show and this week's show are right there together. They're the same thing. This week's show is that virtuous woman. Ooh, this is a topic near and dear to my heart. I love that virtuous woman. I love, and not only do, you know, I love that virtuous woman, and I care about this topic. I care about it for a couple of reasons. One, and this is personal. For me, I think I am that woman. And so I spend time learning what does that mean to be virtuous? What does it mean to be that person? I broke it down. We're going to get into it. Another thing for me, this virtuous woman, it's personal for me because this is the kind of woman that I've been talking to my boys about since they were 3 and 4 years old, since they were itty-bitty things. I would say to them, Solomon, a man that finds a wife, 3, 4 years old, finds a good thing. I said, that's right. Don't forget. And, you know, and I tell my boys all the time, hey, don't forget you are husbands in training. Not no boyfriends in training, not no men in training. Y'all are husbands in training. That husband, he's going to rule the community. But he can't, he's going to be limited without that good wife. So since they were little, they have known that there is something very important, divinely guided by having this virtuous woman. And poof, every day, I see new examples of what it means to be this virtuous woman, okay? So I am excited, can barely hold myself back. I want people to share what this means to you. And not only not what does a virtuous woman mean to you, but I would love to hear of how you express this, okay? Because to be a virtuous woman is a choice. It's a choice. It's something that you think about. It's something that you say, hey, I'm not going to be like that. I want to be like this. And since this is a choice that's being made, I would like to know kind of the thought process that go into it. And understand, I'm asking the question, yes, but also I'm asking this question because I have children to educate. You know, I have millennials to educate. I got people to teach how we're going to be able to identify this virtuous woman and how, what are we going to do when we do see her? How are we going to act? You know, I'm going to ask the question because I have to. This is just what we do. We're transparent. I'm going to have to ask, are there still benefits to being this virtuous woman? Because I can tell you the unnatural amount of attention that the other women are getting, it can be a bit of a deterrent for those people that are sincerely interested in living a good life. It's like, hey, wait a minute. I'm doing all this and holding all this and trying to be that, and y'all steady stuck on the rump shakers, you know? And so it's like I really want to be able to spend some time thinking about what it means to be this virtuous woman, why this is a goal, why this is a thing, who's paying attention to it. And so, you know, this is where we are, okay? And I'm glad to be here. I love the fact that, you know, we're doing this on a wonderful approach, which means I'm going to need you to press one. I'm going to need you to press one and to share, you know, your thoughts and feelings and ideas about it so that we can really come to a good understanding as to what we're looking for, okay? All right, so virtuous, you know about me and my definitions. Now, virtuous is not just a feminine thing, okay? It is having or showing high moral standards. This is something that women and men can do. But in a number of the holy books, God has asked the women to do this in particular. So virtuous is not a female thing. It's not, you know, I need to tell the world this, okay? Having high moral standards is not just for women. It's for everybody. But, you know, I also want to, you know, I have to say that for our men folks. Hey, this needs to be a goal too. If you're talking about leading the household, how are you going to be leading the household in one direction? And God is asking a woman to be this other direction. How is that going to work? So in order for you to have this virtuous woman, which is highly prized by God, you're going to have to show that you have your same, you have the same, if not higher, moral standards. And we waiting. Men, this is how you get, you know, women are always going to, I don't say always, but I have seen them rise to the occasion. Challenge them, okay? Get your stuff together so that they can come back and say, okay, I see you doing that. Watch me follow behind you. Give them something to follow behind that's positive. So we're going to get into this virtuous woman, okay? So they say virtue, there's seven aspects to it. And when I think about these aspects, I'm telling you, family, I get it. I understand. And I'm going to go through, I'm just going to list them, and then I'm going to go through and speak about each one. But, and you can add one if you've seen it, and I really want to know the action behind it, okay? How are you showing this? You know, they say that being virtuous is about letting God show through you, through your actions, through your mannerisms, through the way that you do anything that you do. Whatever you put your stamp on, it should show that this was done by a virtuous person. So this is the kind of things that we're trying to pay attention to and to uphold as high values, okay? So the seven things were dignity, patience, diligence, generosity, courage, wisdom, and devotion. Now, any one of those things, when I started looking up the individual definitions behind those, I was like, yeah, that makes for a good woman. And it's not just a woman, it's for a good partner. We all need these things. How are you going to show yours? Okay? And let me know, let me know if virtue is an old-fashioned concept. You know, I am in my 50s. I'm not reaching there. I am already there. But this is still a goal of mine. And I live a good lifestyle and all of that great stuff. This is still a goal of mine. I still look to be called and considered this in the spiritual realm. I want, when God is going to present me to my husband, I want him to say, and I'm going to send you a virtuous woman. And I already want God's angels to speak ahead of me. So by the time I get there, all I have to do is be pleasant. So, but how do you do that? All right, first, dignity. Dignity is being worthy of honor or respect, okay? Dignity. And, you know, we hear that word all the time. Have some dignity about yourself, okay? And it's like, show your worth. Where are you worth this? You know, so there's all the cute lists going around. I love it. Oh, places to go for a first date. Places not to go for a first date. I mean, they are so adorable when it's coming to what people are putting in place now, right? And the question will come up, what makes you worth that, okay? What do you want for a first date? What makes you worth that? You should have an answer to that. You should know the things that you're asking for, what qualifies you to receive them, okay? I know, you know, and everyone should have, when you're thinking about being a virtuous woman, you should think about only attracting virtuous men. You shouldn't think about why, you know, we're talking about equally yoked, right? We're speaking about how you and your partner are going to be equally yoked so that you two know how to work with each other and for each other. So how can you sit here and try to be virtuous and you're with someone who does not mind being a little snake? That doesn't work. So this dignity, being worthy of honor or respect. This can be so difficult because we're speaking about the virtuous woman. Women are not respected in this country, in all the other countries that this broadcast is sent out to, okay? We have a problem with women being respected, and it's something that we should be actively working on. making sure that we are being respected. The first way I know for me that I work on being respected, I make sure I am respectful. Okay? And then turn around, I'm going to make sure that I'm giving respect to all of the women I know. Now, this could be, this is a little tricky because I know some women who I would much rather dropkick. You know, I would much rather dropkick her than to sit here and attempt to be respectful. But my desire to be diligent, my desire to be positive in God's eye keeps me from drop kicking this person. And so I have to be respectful. I must. It's not even an option. I force myself to be respectful because I know that this is God's child. And me and Sister Melissa will laugh. Oh, that's God's stepchild. I don't care who it is. I don't care where they got came from. God is vouching for this person, or this person would not currently exist on this plane of existence. So I've got to make sure that I am being respectful so that I can be respected, so that I can show that I can show the dignity that I have. All right, and the second one we got is patience. All right. Now, we already discovered patience, right? Well, maybe 2-3 years ago, I discovered I was doing it wrong. I discovered that I was not being patient. Patient is the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without, that's the part I was missing, without getting upset or angry. So I was enduring. I could accept and I could barely tolerate delay or trouble, but I was getting real angry. I was getting real upset. And I was reading, I said, wait a minute, patience is what? And I had to really go back and say, whoa, you're doing it wrong. You're not getting credit for patience because you're getting upset and angry. How can you do this without getting angry? What is that anger solving? When you have that war on your mind and you're constantly thinking about negative things and you're constantly thinking about negative things to happen to negative people. Now, I don't care who you're thinking about. When you're constantly going through that, you're not giving God the opportunity to work through you because that's not the way God works. Our goal, we always say, oh, God, use me. I want to be a vessel for God. Don't we always say that? But in order for God to do that, we've got to operate the way God operates, okay? So you got a big old crack in you, and God's like, I need you to hold this, and this crack is just, and then it's like, God's like, well, you're not holding this the way I need you to. You got to patch that up. You got to work on yourself, do your little shadow work, whatever you want to call it. But in order for you to do the work I need you to do, this hole can't be there, okay? That's not the way I work. And so when we're doing this work for God and we're sitting up here saying we want to be a vessel, we have to operate within the confines that God has given us. And God said for us to be patient. Yeah. Next word. And look, family, y'all don't have to wait for me to finish the whole list. You can press 1. I want to hear those stories. I want to hear how you're learning this virtue, to be this virtuous woman. I want to know, because I know for me, a big part of learning to be this virtuous woman, I had great examples. I had great examples of womanhood. I had great examples of patience. I had great examples of God's grace. And so I was able to, you know, I'm a little hot-headed. I'm a fire sign. I blame it on the planets. But, I'm a little hot-headed from time to time, but I really want to be this virtuous woman, all right? All right, so next one, while we're waiting for anyone to press 1, is diligence. Diligence is the careful and being careful and being persistent in your work and effort. I was speaking to a friend just yesterday, and they said, I'm not patient. I'm not patient. I can't be patient. I said, oh, you're going to miss the whole boat then. You're going to miss everything that God has for you. God has asked us to be diligent. He wants us to take the time to do it the right way. Take the time. So we got devotions coming up. So for everyone that's coming in November, we're getting ready for our big November event. We're going to have our save the dates. The calendar is made. We're getting situated. We're going to be moving forward. Next year is already upon us, and we have so many wonderful, positive things going on. It gives me goosebumps. I'm excited about it, okay? So in the middle of that, we have to have this careful and persistent work or effort going on, okay? That's the only way we're going to get there. We got classes coming up. We got all kinds of stuff going on. You must be diligent. You have to pay attention. When God is asking us to do this work, do you know how much detail God makes work? I don't know if you've ever seen a blizzard. I have not. I don't play in snow like that. I think the most snow I've ever seen since I was not a child. As an adult, I think it might have been 2 or 3 inches, and I thought that was ridiculous. And so, and the idea, the thing that was making it so crazy for me is the idea that every single one of these snowflakes is different. Now, my yard had enough. I had a little yard. My yard, I mean, little tiny. I just a little garden bed. But my brain was overloading thinking about how many different snowflakes was in this yard. This yard was in Georgia. Not no blizzard. Not no stuff that you got to shovel or anything like that. It was melting as soon as it hit. But God did that much work. I remember just kind of sitting there looking like, this, all of this is different. God pays that much attention. So when God is asking you to pay attention, you can do that. You can do that. Okay? Generosity. Ooh. This is one of my favorites because it's very easy for me. I don't care about it. I love being generous. Generosity, check the definition. The quality of being kind and generous, being plentiful or large. I love it. Oh, I want you, like, if you've ever been around me as I'm cooking or as I'm, you know, making coffee or I'm doing any type of serving, that's when my generosity, I think, is, like, on overload because I love sharing with people like that. I love, you know, being large in that capacity and just giving people whatever they desire. I love having surprises. So you'll go to sleep thinking and dreaming about what's for lunch the next day. And I absolutely love when I'm doing that level of service. You know, it's a generosity thing. You know, some people are into service. Some people are into gifts. You know, some people are generous with their word, with, you know, sharing their knowledge. Everyone has probably something that they love to share with you. And so it's just about opening your mind and opening up your heart enough to receive it. As a virtuous woman, that has to be implanted in you. The generosity, you've got to want to share. You've got to want to be plentiful. That is a big part of it. Okay, courage. Yeah. Courage, the ability to do something that frightens some. Okay. Now, the fact that it's frightening, does that mean you stop and not do it? I remember speaking with a coworker one time. I was telling him how me and the boys had gone caving. And it was a cave. It was a real cave. It was mud. It was tight places. It was dirty. Not even dirt. It was soil. It was clay. I was like, oh, my goodness. So it was a real thing. And my coworker, he was asking me, he was like, how did you teach your boys to be courageous? How did you teach them that? And I kind of was like, and this was a man of the cloth, and he was like, I don't know if I would have had the courage to do that. And he was just sharing with me that exercise alone may be one of those things where they will be able to live a truly fearless life, because they, you know, when things were scary and when they looked weird and crazy, you taught them to keep going, you know. And it's okay to be afraid. Anybody can be afraid. But the challenge of keeping, you know, keeping the faith or keeping whatever you have going for you and being able to continue even where one is frightened, that is a quality that is best taught young. But it's definitely a quality that you're going to need to have, especially as a woman, because the ability to do something that frightens others, your husband may come home one day and say, hey, honey, I quit my job and I'm going business and I'm going to make a lemonade stand. So that, you may need to have some courage for that. That might scare you. When your husband, who's been the breadwinner, who comes home after saying, hey, I'm going to be making this income and everything else, and he says to his virtuous wife, I quit that job. That job was holding me back. We're going to get this lemonade stand. You may have to be courageous. You may have to, even if that idea frightens you, you may have to move forward in the understanding that God's not going to leave you out. That get those prayers ready. You know, we have to pray ourselves through some situations. That's the kind of thing that we may have to work on, and it's going to be okay. But understand, it still may need to be worked on, okay? Courage, something that frightens you. I'm telling you, if you've ever had a child, if you've ever seen a movie about a woman having a child, you would know that this is no joke. Childbirthing is back in the day, it used to be dangerous. There's still a level of danger involved in it. The idea that you are going to be the one responsible for bringing ancestors forward, that you're going to basically put your life on a limb to have children, that takes courage, because that would frighten some/most people. This is what that virtuous woman has to have. This is what she has to show. Okay? I got two more. Next, of course, and when I was reading this, and when I'm putting this all together, when I'm referencing this and referencing that and going back and forth and everything, you know, I'm like, yeah, ooh, yeah, mm-hmm, I get it. All right, so wisdom, the quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment, the quality of being wise. Why might a virtuous woman need that? Why might she need wisdom, okay? So she may need some wisdom to be able to speak to her husband and tell him that the lemonade stand in the winter in Chicago may not be the right thing, may not. She's going to have that wisdom to be able to say, honey, maybe this is something, maybe we got to move to Florida. Maybe we got to move to a sunny place where we can do our lemonade stand. This is what we got to do. A wise woman is not going to call the idea stupid or idiotic. Okay, she's going to have to curb that mouth, and she's going to have to say, hey, let's think about how we can make this, but maybe not in Chicago in the winter, okay? And so wisdom's beyond the knowledge. She knows that lemonade in the winter in Chicago may not work. That may be a challenge. But wisdom is going to have her saying it in a way that is going to be received. She's going to be able to offer some really sound business advice. She's going to be able to you know, really, really help in this situation, not be a hindrance, okay? That wisdom, I'm glad it said experience, because experience will teach you things that books can. Experience will teach you how to manage things that you didn't even know needed your time and energy managing. And then the last one is devotion, okay? And to me, really this last one sums up all the ones before. Devotion is love, loyalty, or enthusiasm for a person, activity, or cause. And so, you know, it sounds a little bit like passion, but devotion is a level of commitment. That's where this loyalty piece comes in at. Okay? To devote yourself to someone and to something, to devote yourself to being this high moral person, to devote yourself in understanding, you know, what is needed from you, that these are the things that make that virtuous woman. I was surprised. There were some things I was looking to see, and I didn't. I did not see capacities for love. And any of my love gurus that are on the phone, I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear why unconditional love is not part of this virtuous woman makeup. Okay? I didn't see joy here. There were a lot of things that are not on the list because those are not things that are necessarily needed to be virtuous. Those are not things that are needed for you to do the job that's required of you. And I need people to pay attention to this, okay? You need to know what the job requirements are, okay? So in this marriage, you know, and we're speaking about a virtuous woman, and all virtuous women are not married yet, but, you know, she has those qualities that God said, this is what makes a good wife. So God is saying that in this good wife makeup description, these are the things that she needs to have. These are the things that are going to make her stay loyal to me, stay devoted to me. These are the things that are going to help her be the woman that I need her to be. Because love kind of comes and goes. I would love for everyone in the sound of my voice to have like that giddy love, like that love that makes you laugh for no reason. That's what I want you to have. I want you to have that kind of love that, you know, you tickle yourself, okay? I want you to have that kind of love that makes you, you know, want to skip work and playing fields of flowers and everything else like that. And that's fantastic. I wish that for you, right? But I know what you need. Because on the days that you can't go out and skip with the flowers, you're going to need some patience. On the days when he's being Mr. Grumbly Mumbly, and he's not trying to do all that, I'm going to need you to be loyal. I'm going to need you to have that devotion to him, even when it's not easy to live with. You know, so these virtues are going to be the things that help you to maintain yourself in any situation, especially that marriage situation. So last week we were speaking about swimming with the sharks, right? We were speaking about how difficult it is to be around hostile situations. We spoke about how difficult it is to be around people who you know don't mean you well, but you still got to sit there because this is what you're doing. Whether you're doing it in business, whether you're doing it in relationships and family, whatever, There's a way that you can stay true to yourself no matter who you are around. That's what this virtuous woman does. She stays true to who God intended her to be, no matter who's around. You know, no matter when the lights go off, when, you know, when no one can see, that whole integrity piece, who you are, when no one can see. This is what it means to stand and to truly be who you're going to be. And this is what, you know, this is the goal as a spiritualist, as a woman, as a African-American woman, as, you know, as a counselor, you know, this is my goal, to be this virtuous woman. All right. Now, question I have, is this an old-fashioned concept? Is this old-fashioned? Is this still important? You know, is the virtuous woman outdated? Is there still a need for us to teach our daughters / educate our boys, teach them to see and to look for this virtuous woman? It's a question. Is this outdated? You know, I can see some of the challenges in it. You know, I can't even count that far how long ago it was till I went out in the evening time, hanging out, having a good time. And I can tell you, I had on my traditional black slacks and a blouse. And I'm trying to go and see the jazz and hang out and stuff. And the people in front of me and behind me, let me see, Solomon is 24. So this is about 27 years ago, 28 years ago. And the girls in front of me and behind me, and, you know, some of the girls I went with, some of the girls just met us there, half naked. And I'm sitting here like, And everyone, it's kind of crazy because everyone was looking at me. And, I mean, to a point where I felt kind of out of place, and I'm thinking to myself, what's wrong? You know, why is everyone, you know, I got on my same old black slacks, and this was like uniform for me. This is all I was going to wear because I went out with the intentions of dancing. I was going to have me a good time. And, you know, I was a designated driver, so I just knew I was going to be getting into having some fun. And I was the one that was saying, hey, okay, it's time to go. I mean, I was great. And I did not fit in. I didn't fit in then. I don't even know if people are wearing clothes when they go out anymore. Because they may not. They just may be like, hey, we're just going to show up naked. It's better than putting on clothes and taking them off. You know, it is crazy what people are doing now for attention. And so my thing is, you know, is it still a positive thing to be this virtuous thing? I mean, it seems like everyone else is getting so much attention. And unfortunately, you know, like our young people, they want attention. I don't blame them for wanting attention, but how do we teach our young people to look for this virtuous woman? How do we teach our young girls to be this virtuous woman? You know, how do we go forward and say, hey, look, this is worth our time of day. This is worth, I remember, oh, my goodness, being told, oh, you know, this isn't ladylike. You have to be ladylike. And that was like, oh, my gosh, did you not leave? You know, it was like always spoke about setting a good example. Spoke about your reputation, spoke about, and all of these things were drilled into us as we were young people. So my question is, are we still doing that? And before we can teach anybody, we really have got to make sure that we are showing and exhibiting these qualities, okay? You know, one of the things I keep asking is, how do you show it? One way that I show this virtuous woman thing, and this I do it all the time, is every female, every woman I see, I automatically give her grace. You know, not like I'm anybody to judge, but I automatically want to be empathetic and patient with her in whatever situation she got going on. I don't want to be the one that judges. I don't know the situation. I can't say what she knows better. She knew better. I can't even go through all that. That's not even the point. And many people have heard me say, that's not the point. That's not the conversation. Meaning we don't even need to go there. What we need to find out is what we can do to help this baby. You know what I'm saying? We need help. We don't need judgment. We got plenty of judgment. This world is going to judge this woman for the rest of her life, period, point blank. What we need is some solutions. What we need is, how can we do this? How can we do that? And so, you know, one of the ways that I try to show my virtuosity, if that's the correct word, is I try to make sure to address each woman kind of where she is, non-judgmental. I really want to be as loving and as patient as possible. And sometimes, you know, my mouth gets ahead of me. And I just have to tell me, oh, you hurt my feelings when you said that. And I said, what did I say? I said that. And it hurt your feelings? Come on now. Working on feelings, no. But part of who I am, I have to work on making sure that I'm not being hurtful. I don't want to hurt people's feelings. I don't want to. I want to exhibit that patience. And I want to exhibit, Lord have mercy, the loving grace that God shows me. Oh, if I could just shine 10% of that back out into the universe, this universe would be on fire. We wouldn't have no electric bill. That's how bright it'd be. Because God be working with me. God works with me. So I'm not in a position to not work with nobody else. I got to work with people however I can. You know, I want to end that conversation. I always try to end that conversation. Well, what can I do? Tell me what I can do. Even if it's just to be an ear. Tell me what I can do. Even if it is just to make a prayer with you or for you. You know, my mother were speaking about our prayer list. And we were talking about how long this prayer list is. And she was like, no, I got to call each one by name. I said, oh, okay, you go ahead, you know. And you know, just that's a virtuous sign. She was like, no, I'm not just going to pray for them. I got to pray and call their name. So when they talk about, you know, the angels wrote my name, the angels in heaven done signed my name, they got that name from Mama Khadijah, okay? When they said they done signed a name, where'd they get that name from? Are you praying and calling people's names? The name has got to get up there somehow, right? So that's virtuous. To take that time and energy, that is diligence. That's careful and persistent work and effort. That's generous. To be able to take your time and to commit to memory, prayer, and then the list of names that go with the prayer, that's amazing. That's the kind of stuff that we're talking about. So, you know, I don't want to get too deep. And, you know, Spirit has really, as you can tell, this has been on my heart. And Spirit has really, really been asking me to put in definitions of what virtuous is. Spirit has been asking me personally, to how are you going to show this? Now, anytime God is asking you to show something, guarantee there's a test coming, I promise you. In all the ways, you know, see, I think I'm cute, right? And I think I'm smart. So I'm like, oh, yeah, God, virtuous means this, this, and this. God's like, okay, remember that. Because when you get this test And you're going to be like, oh, I'm straight out of diligence. You're going to be like, I know you're not. No, no, because you told me that you got plenty of diligence because you're a virtuous woman. Oh, God, I got zero blank. He's got, no, I want to hear that because, you know, as a virtuous woman, you said patience is involved and you got plenty of the patience. So I don't want to hear you've done ran out of things to care. You know, I just can't believe that. I can't accept that from you. And so I know when God is asking me to spend the time to define it, to spend the time looking at it personal, take it personal. How are you doing all this? When God comes to me and, you know, God's like, oh, yeah, and I need you to look into this, I'm like, oh, well, God, I don't understand that. He says, woman, I've made you wise. I've given you the wisdom. You have knowledge in ways of applying it. I didn't just give you knowledge. I didn't just give you the word. You have application. You have experience. So I don't want to hear that. Go on and get to it now. So, you know, I just am making my prayers. I'm strengthening my resolve. I'm working on my ears so that when God starts to speak to me and God's asking me to pour and to be the vessel he needs, not the vessel I would like to be. You know, I personally would like to be China and only get called off the bench every now and again. I want to be the kind of dishes that come out for Thanksgiving and get put back. I want to be the kind of dishes that don't have no chips on them. I want to have fancy food put on me. But God's like, yeah, that's not the vessel that I'm asking for at this moment. I need you to carry what I need you to carry. And so I need you to be this virtuous woman. I need you to make sure that you have all of your key points in place because you're going to need all of them to complete this test. So, yeah. And then we'll sit back and we'll laugh about this, you know. We'll sit back and laugh and be like, oh, Mama Seven, did God ever pull that virtuous woman out of you? And I'll be like, yeah, by teeth. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. You know, God, can you tell us now, is virtuous, is that an old-fashioned concept? I'm like, well, he just pulled it out of me. So, no, I guess it's not old-fashioned. This is the work that we have to do. If you are a bearer of light, to bear something means to hold it. It means to embrace it. It means to carry the weight of light. Light tends to be kind of hot. If you're going to bear, that means you're going to carry the weight of something that is hot, I would suggest that you work on yourself and know that God would not put no weight, no test on you that you can't bear. Okay, I get it. And so that means we have the ability within us. But don't let this be a hard lesson, you know. Let's work together on how we can work and uphold ourselves. Let's find out how can we uphold each other. You know, you may ask a sister, hey, what does it mean for you to be virtuous? Or are you allowing this to be determined virtuous through your significant? Remember, virtuous is not necessarily a female thing. So it's not just a wife thing. It can be male or female. But are you defining virtuous? And how is it coming forward? And ask yourself, are you really, really achieving this goal? It's a goal worth having. You know, there are lots of things that we can work at. We can work on our weight, get to the perfect weight, and that probably varies person to person. We can work and try to get to the perfect job because everybody likes to have a little extra money and we want to have some new clothes and we got to get ready to go do this and that. And there's so many things that we as individuals say, hey, I know I need that. I know I'm ready for that. That would be good for me. You know, we can sit here and do that, but I promise you, working on yourself, for yourself, to prepare to do God's work is the most virtuous thing that you could do. So work on preparing yourself. Work on identifying those things within yourself that you need to work on. And then think about how are you going to express yourself. Everywhere I turn, there were people in need of patience everywhere. I was in a store. I was in the line. I was, at the gas station. It seemed like there was no place that I could go where there weren't people that were kind of having challenges. And so I had so many opportunities to really find out what kind of person I was going to be. Was I going to ignore this problem, or was I going to step myself in there and be part of the solution? Many times all week, I was to the point where I was like, did you see that? Please tell me I'm not the only one that saw that. Did you hear this? What was the problem? They're constantly. And all I could say was, ooh, God, thank you for the heads up. Thank you for letting me know that my virtue was going to be tested this week. Thank you for letting me know so that I can really work on being the person I want to be. Okay? All right, so we're moving into the prayer portion. Let me tell you, prayer helps us to achieve these things right here, my dear family. If you ever, ever start to question, oh, am I able to do this? Grab a prayer or two. I was speaking to a young lady, and she was like, oh, I got one prayer. I said, everybody should have 3 to 4 committed to memory. And then from there, you can move, you can get more. You may want to study certain types of prayers. There are lots of prayers. And, the sister said, where? I was like, Psalms? Just close your eyes, pick one. Proverbs is full of them. There are 3 or 4 different types of common holy books, 3 or 4 major holy books that are full of prayers. They're all prayers. I'm like, and so she didn't know she was going to be opening up herself to a good old prayer lecture, but that's what she got. And in the middle of sharing with her, these secret hidden gems and learning new ways to speak to your creator and learning new ways to, bring about that positive energy. And as we were going through all that, I got to remind myself all the different prayers that I have had the opportunity to learn. And then, really just think, oh, wow, this one touches me. Every time I hear it, it touches me. Every time I hear this prayer, it brings tears to my eyes. And then remembering, growing up and seeing prayers cross-stitch. Now, let me tell you, cross-stitching a prayer, that takes some skill. It takes skill. The footprints, all of this, the Serenity Prayer, all of this, it was just laying around the house. There was constantly prayer everywhere. And the way I knew it was a prayer is because it started with God and ended in amen. Okay? So even if you didn't get an opportunity to grow up in the understanding where prayer was prevalent, I know I was talking to Talib the other day, and I was like, okay, Talib, we're working on this prayer. He said, look, you're not going to keep sneak attacking me with these prayers. And I'm like, what? He said, yeah, you said I got to learn 3 or 4 prayers. You got me at 4 or 5 now. And I wanted to laugh, and I was like, it's okay if you accidentally know an extra prayer. It's okay, dude. And he was like, yeah, you keep sneaking them in. And I didn't realize it. I said, well, son, I'm just sharing with you what I'm studying. I'm studying this prayer. I thought you might want to study it too. And I, of course, he didn't sign up for the lecture, but I shared, oh, this prayer is so important for this, and it's for this. And yeah, and then he let me know. He's full. I said, okay, well, just one more It won't kill you. I've never seen prayer kill anybody, so you're going to be okay. But, you know, we can't get enough good, positive prayer going on. You know, God speaks, you know, as we're saying the prayer and we're learning it, we're also, you know, we're getting our brain accustomed to hearing it. You know, the rhythm of the prayer, it becomes, you know, our body starts to regulate to it. The angels that are in the universe, they come and they're listening to us pray. The negativity that sometimes is just as close. They're like, oh, you started that prayer stuff. Let me get on out of here. I don't like that prayer stuff. And so that prayer serves so many different meanings, levels, understandings, all positive, okay? So allow yourself to learn a prayer or two and allow that to add to your virtuous ideas, understandings about yourself. You know, a virtuous woman, a woman that can pray, a woman that can help, that prayer can help conjure up courage. This is a virtuous thing. So, you know, don't let me get re-excited. I really want you to spend some time thinking about how you can increase that virtue within yourself and how you can build on it and share it with others and allow others, you know, to light their candle from your candle. It takes nothing away from you, right? Okay, moving into prayer. Father, Mother, God, we come before you. Oh, we come before you full of joy, full of hope, full of love. We come grateful for the opportunity to learn more about you, more about your will, more about your desires for our lives. God, we understand that it is only through God's will that things be done. And we pray that we always stay in conjunction, connected to, and aware of your will for our life, and so that we can move forward in the positive. God, please continue to give us the strength to work on ourselves, to work on our families, to be these positive echoes into this universe that desperately needs us. God, I ask that you help some find their voice, God, in their life. Find their voice to help give them that guidance, to help push them through so that they can continue to get closer to you, God, further away from the nonsense. God, we know that it is through your work, it is through your love, it is through your allowance that any and all things happen. We praise your name and ask for blessings, for we know blessings only come from you, God. We thank you for all that you've done for us in the past. We thank you for the blessings that we are currently experiencing, health, wealth, good mind, stability, love, and we ask and we say thank you for the blessings that are coming into the future. God, we know all things begin with you. We know all things end with you. We ask that you continue to watch over us. Amen.